Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to the audio portion of Dog Poet Transmitting, as well as the resonant interface of the Sirius Cluster and the Arcturian Brotherhood. Our transmissions have been spotty over the last couple of months. Sometimes we were traveling, and sometimes, like lately, the radio station has been down, and James may yet be a couple of weeks getting it back up, but apparently not. It's going up tonight. So, for the moment, we're sitting here in limbo, as the song goes, but not actually, because we're actually broadcasting this show. So, then we thought, why not put a broadcast out anyway, and maybe look into why the last broadcast is not loading for the listeners. Mercury is in retrograde now for the next several weeks, and that is supposed to mean voluntary downtime and being more reflective than outgoing. We can do that. I am wondering if the listener feels as jumpy as I do in these days. I can't place the nature of the feeling, but it's been around since I hit the East Coast. There's some sort of monumental change hanging in the wings behind the appearances of the moment. I have no idea what it is, whether it is material or spiritual. An argument can be made that everything is spiritual and the idea of a material world is only that, an idea. I'm not up on all the subtleties of life. That is probably why I've had such a topsy-turvy existence. Sometimes, regardless of the brightness of any day, it feels like one is walking in the dark. Things are not what they seem, except when they are, and it can be hard to tell from the way things look just what is behind the screen of appearances. Certainly, this is a momentous and transformative year. Election years always are, and this is an especially contentious election year with a pack of strange and polarizing candidates. There's Hillary Clinton, who is by any definition a monster, given what she did in Libya and many another place. A good portion of the public can see what a criminal she is, but many others apparently do not. Bernie Sanders is a Zionist proxy who wants to bring communism back into play. This is because communism makes it possible for nasty customers to loot and enslave the public. There's Ted Cruz, but I guess he's not running anymore, and his wife was or is a Goldman Sachs executive, and Ted is in bed with the worst sort of characters and special interests, and the same could be said for the other two as well. Or could have been. They're not relevant again either. Then there's Trump. I have no idea what's going on with him, except that he is most definitely a demagogue who is pandering to the collective fears of a confused and paranoid public. The liberal left in America has gotten out of control with its viral political correctness. Bernie Sanders is catering to that faction, and so we can presume that George Soros is in the background somewhere, and we can also assume that nothing good is going to come out of that candidacy, except for a firmer Zionist control over America, and a further suppression of 9/11 truth. Trump says he's going to launch a new investigation into 9/11, but it seems incredibly unlikely that whatever conclusions this promised investigation comes to is not going to be that Israel did it. People in power get assassinated when they go counter to the desires of the ruling elite, such as opposing the Federal Reserve, or coming up with a cure for cancer, or anything the medical and pharmaceutical mafia doesn't want to have happening because of how it would cut into their profits. Maximizing their profits are what they are all about. It is why one arm of an international corporation makes medical supplies, while another arm manufactures processed foods, so that people will suffer ill health and require the medical supplies. It is why they make heartburn producing foodstuffs and then make very pricey heartburn medicines. And if you don't think this is actually going on, then you're not paying attention. This is why arms manufacturers and banks stir up conflict all around the world so that they can sell their musicians and weapons anywhere and everywhere and then loan money out at interest to the countries they engineered the wars and destruction upon. You will never be far wrong to assume that all of these evils are connected and interdependent. Then you are left to consider and imagine what composes the hearts and minds of such people. They are like alien life forms. I find it near impossible to understand how anyone can be like this. I think about people like George Soros, George W. Bush, or Bush the Stupid, as I like to call him, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and there are some number of women, too, like Condoleezza Rice and Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, and that Fiona person that just got tapped to be Ted Cruz Control's running mate. And it was a real barrel of laughs from what I've seen and heard of her. I tend to stay away from watching these people and only encounter them by accident. I don't really need to watch Trump speak to get the measure of him. I'm one of those people who know beyond a shadow of a doubt that politicians lie. And the lies are generally a collection of the things people want to hear you say and have nothing to do with what they really do once they get elected. A good example is Obama's hope and spare change. It was a campaign slogan, nothing more. Then he made some comments on the world stage about ending conflicts in the Middle East and war in general, and they gave him the most bogus Nobel Prize for running his mouth. On the side of reality, he started more wars than Bush the Stupid, and killed a whole lot of people for Israel and the collection of bankers that set his policy. He is a psychopath and doesn't give a damn about anyone else unless it is to please his masters. I've come to understand that it's all about marketing. Jackson Browne has a great song out called Lives in the Balance, where he talks about marketing. It's all marketing, and the reason for that is that this world is all appearances, so that appearances are marketed as something they are not, to sell something as it is not, under the promise that it is, but it isn't. And that is why people are so disappointed with this world after enough time has passed, and they have experienced enough disappointment to serve as their guide to how the world is. There's a great deal more to life, potentially, than all the disappointments that we encounter. But that is because we are taken in by the marketing. The things that count and are not marketed because they cannot be sold, unless you're working the New Age angle, and then, once again, they are marketing something as something it is not, or selling something that is not the thing they say they are selling. They are selling something else. They sell religion, and the profit of that goes into the pockets of the priests and ministers, and when it isn't converted into currency, it is converted into power and influence. A lot of the time, money isn't just money, and all the things it can buy and insulate you from. It is power. All it has to do is sit there, and its influence reaches far and wide. As like so many of the totems and false archetypes of any time, it could be said that symbols rule the world. And that is why there is so much of that Illuminati one-eye thing going on that is so pervasive in the entertainment world. The entertainment world has now devolved into nothing more than a sex machine industry, and that is because sex is the raw power of the unevolved Kundalini, which is the pervasive force of electromagnetics all through the world. Recently, programmed sex robot Beyonce appeared at the Super Bowl, and allegedly did some song and dance in support of the Black Panthers, All I saw was a litany of crotch-thrusting moves of the most vulgar sort. The same can be said about simply everything that Miley Cyrus or any of the rest of them do. The more blatant and depraved it is, the more it reflects the direction of the industry. It's all calculated. I know I sound like some kind of Calvinist as I discuss this, but it's all as clear can be. I'm not a Puritan or a prude, and I don't concern myself with other people's sexual practices until they become political and begin to intrude on my freedom of thought and speech. Of course, nothing is going to be allowed to do that, but the pressure is there, however indirect it may be, and more unfortunately, it acts upon others that move and live and have their being in the world I inhabit, however partial my involvement and residence may be. A different example can be used in consideration of the massive criminal element that exists at the tops of the pyramids of the political, commercial, religious, and entertainment worlds, and how that influence precipitates down into the rank and file hoi polloi of the common people and leads to all manner of crime at that level, and which provokes a police response that becomes ever more and more draconian due to them getting their training from Israel, who through their international banker control of the country runs the country. It is the criminals at the top that are responsible for the criminals at the bottom. And because the one thing criminals can't stand is competition, they employ the police, whom they control, to crack down on the entrepreneurs at the lower level. It's perfectly fine for the pharmaceutical companies to sell all kinds of dangerous drugs, and the police will protect their right to do it. But if some entrepreneur out there is selling some kind of neat head medicine, it's against the law. And that is because things are basically unfair, and this world is unfair, or seems to be. Actually, it is a perfect world, only it operates according to lies that are oft unseen by the majority of us. It is impossible for the status quo to exist at its present level, much less increase upon it. Still, as long as people get their idea of what is real from the spin doctors of the unreal, they are hamstrung in any ability to see what is being performed upon them. Earthquakes and rumors of earthquakes abound. For months now, I have had this premonition about late spring and early summer of this year. It always flashes in my head whenever I hear about some event of that kind taking place. Now, this is not the first time I have had such premonitions, and I haven't been right once so far. But never has the premonition been as strong. It hasn't been as strong, and it is accentuated by a certain logic. It seems that there is little the collective public wants to do to change the way things are, and there seems to be little that the ruling junta will allow them to do in any case. The public are trapped in Chinese boxes of steroidal police, virulent propaganda, and a flashing neon materialism that hounds them in their minds through every day of longing for something to replace whatever got old yesterday. As a result, it is my belief that the cosmos intends to shake things up through the medium of Mother Nature. This will be designed to create a global aha moment where the whole world stands in shock, stupefaction at the incomprehensible wonder and dread of a natural event beyond anything ever seen before. I've contemplated it all across many evenings of reflection concerning what is likely in the face of what seems extremely unlikely. One factor looms above all of the others, and that is the worldwide awakening that is already in progress. It is speeding up, and it is deepening in its impact. Although we are seeing signs of the result of this on the collective mind, it is not being reported on by the satanic media, but it is happening. So far, the public does not know who their real enemy is, but that will be a feature of the awakening. They will suddenly know this and many other things without having to reason it out. They will just know it. A wave of awakening awareness is going to sweep through the mind of the populations like a tsunami, which will be bringing all kinds of revolutionary ideas and carrying away all manner of outdated ways of thinking and being that have little to do with the practice of either. I don't know what shape any of it's going to take. All I know is that it's going to take shape. It is irresistible. It cannot be opposed by any group of dedicated resistors to the drive for human liberty. Not only an age, but a grand cycle is coming to an end, and a new one is beginning. It is as clear as the changing of the seasons. The weather is different in each season from every other season. The changes of an age are of a decidedly different order. They also take place in a slower fashion until they don't. Until they sweep across the landscape like a tsunami, and we are on the cusp of that moment. I do not know what is coming, but I do know what one should engage in prior to its arrival. Thou must love the Lord thy God Almighty with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and love your fellows as yourself. And practice self-inquiry, because the more you see into yourself, the more you will see into others. Okay, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, keep in mind the greatest commandment, as well as the newest commandment, or new commandment, that Jesus gave, and practice self-inquiry by watching what you think and say and do. That said, much love, Lady Nature. Om Amitabha. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Allah Akbar. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha. And Aru. Not much of Aru, I'm sorry, but sometimes it's like that. God bless you all.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.